Chapter 8. Verse 2. I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Verse 3. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way, because some of them have come a long distance. Verse 5. How many loaves do you have? Verse 12. Why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given to it. Verse 15. Be careful, watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. Verse 17. Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Verse 18. Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember? Verse 19. When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? Verse 20. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? Verse 21. Do you still not understand? Verse 23. Do you see anything? Verse 26. Don't go into the village. Verse 27. Who do people say I am? Verse 29. But what about you? Who do you say I am? Verse 33. Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. Verse 34. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 35. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. Verse 36. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Verse 37. Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Verse 38. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.